The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. I now invite you to the show called The Piano Matters. It's a celebration of the piano literature. I'm your host and programmer, David Duvall. I'm very glad to be with you, listening with you. On today's program, Alicia de la Rocha in Granados, Yuan Shang in the Toccata from the Sixth Partita of Bach, of course. A comparison of the finale of Mozart's Sonata K570, the third he wrote in the key of B-flat, and much more for your sense of beauty through the piano sonority. Gertrude Stein aptly said, "Remarks are not literature." And of course she said, "Rose is a rose, is a rose, is a rose, is a rose." Yes, but the smell, the enchantment of the rose goes far beyond "it is a rose." Let's begin with Alicia de la Rocha, the great Spanish pianist, in the unknown mazurka from the Romantic Scenes by Enrique Granados. Thank you. the mazurka from the romantic scenes played as only Della Rocha could play Granados. And the piece, although not known, is beautiful in its strange way. It's certainly not a Slavic mazurka. And Granados marked it poco lento con abbandono. Alicia Della Rocha, in the ears of many, the finest interpreter of Spanish piano music of all time. And that was a lovely performance, I thought, of the romantic scene called Mazurka. I'm David Dubal in The Piano Matters, heard each week, same time, same station, but always new gems of the piano literature played by those hard-working, hard-loving pianists that live all through the world. Lincoln Steffens, 1866-1936, was once well known, and he wrote this, following his visit to the Soviet Union in 1919. I have seen the future, he wrote, and it works. Oh, goodness, how wrong Lincoln Steffens was. The future he saw quickly became a dreg of humanity for 80 years. And then what? Here is two performances of the little allegretto, third movement of Mozart's 17th piano sonata in B-flat. I remember when studying this piece with Arthur Lesser, he used to sit down and he would say, listen, David, listen to the yodel here. And remember, Mozart was born in Salzburg, so he probably knew how to ski very well. First on the board is Horjavsky. It's a live performance of the third movement of the B-flat sonata K570. Thank you. Mstislav Wojcicki playing the finale of the K570, the 17th of the 19 sonatas by the great master called W.A. Mozart. Well, the art of listening must take into consideration comparison, for we learn to listen deeper this way, and we will now listen to Clara Wirtz, as we just did Wojcicki, in the third movement of the sonata K570. Clara Wirtz is a very fine pianist indeed, and we heard her in the K570, the third movement, the Allegretto. Mozart never wrote, by the way, a four-movement sonata. If I could, I would, of course. So we heard two performances. I don't know which one you liked best, or neither. Well, it would be wonderful if we could hear Mozart play it. Maybe we would not like it as much. Mozart playing his own music. Oh, my goodness. Ah, sweet mystery of life. Maybe it is much better to keep the mystery. Here's a wondrous little thing that Wallace Stevens said. The poet is the priest of the invisible. We return to music. Emmanuel Chabrier was a truly French composer. And in 1890, he wrote a piece called Bourrée Fantasque. We have an insouciant masterpiece here. Chabrier being sassy and classy, and he strikes out with his tongue as he struts from Paris cafe to cafe, walking stick in hand and his carnation in his lapel. Let's listen to the pianist Nada Cole in this wonderful work, which Robert Casadesus called The Beginning of French Modernism. was Nada Cole in a piece that's extremely intricate, very difficult, and very proletariat, if you know what I mean. The Chabrier Bourré Fantasque. If you can, please do, I mean, contribute to our gorgeous radio station, which preserves the great music of the past and of even today. And it must be preserved. Please go to it, wwfm.org, and click on donate. It's not a bad word, especially when it's used to good purpose. Edward Steichen said this, "The mission of photography is to explain man to man and each man to himself." Well, I think that that's the mission of all art. Don't you think so? Leopold Godowsky, beside all of his wonderful etudes based on Chopin and his transcriptions, in 1911 wrote a huge 50-minute piano sonata. It's awesome. It's chromatic. It's so difficult. Very few have ever attempted it. It's in five movements with an end movement in fugal form. It's never played, but the material is excellent. I have a performance by Adam Alexander. We'll hear the second movement marked Andante Cantabile. And in this rather alluring slow movement, Godowsky exploits a large range of piano writing in lyricism swelling to feverish passages. See if you like it. And if you do, explore the rest of the sonata, which is really, I think, an extraordinary piece. Godowsky himself loved it, but played it only once. Who else has ever recorded it except Adam Alexander? And fortunately, it's a good performance. Here is the Andante Cantabile, the second of the five-movement piano sonata by Leopold Godowsky. Thank you. You just heard the slow movement, about 8 minutes long, Andante Cantabile, of the Gudovsky 5 movement piano sonata. Adam Alexander plays the Gudovsky sonata very well. It was composed in 1910 and 1911, and let me say, it's 50 minutes in length. So it really is part of that amazing decade which produced giantism in every form. Those two or three early Scriabin symphonies and the Elgar symphonies, the Mahler symphonies, the great Gürlieder of Schoenberg. It was the last gasp of the romantic mind straining its last moments of heroism. I'm David Dubois, your commentator, your programmer, and I hope you're enjoying the show. This is good. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Everyone lives by selling something." I know you're ready for the gorgeous Etude in E Major, Opus 10, Number 3, by Frederick, the poet of the piano, Chopin. And it was said that while teaching this piece to his student Adolf Gutmann, the great composer broke down crying. "My country, my fatherland," he said to Gutmann. And note the amazing and dissonant middle section before the great melody returns. The player, the Brazilian virtuosa, Guimarães Farias. Thank you. That was Guillermo Novais in the Etude Opus 10, number 3 by Chopin. I'm with you with all my heart. It's the series called The Piano Matters. And did you watch any baseball on TV this week? As a kid, I played the sport all summer, every hour I could manage. There's nothing like playing. Watching for me is secondary. Did you see recently on TV the documentary on Ted Williams called The Splendid Splinter? I wonder if anyone will ever break his 1941 .406 batting average for the season. Again, I bring you the Chinese pianist Yuan Sheng. Yuan is a pianist to savor. He has a fine technique and a fine musical thinker he is, and he's proud to have studied with Rosalind Turek. And we'll listen to the magnificent opening toccata of the Partita number 6 in E minor, one of the great moments. Now, you know, in the partitas and the English suites, you don't start with the Allemande, which is the traditional beginning of the Baroque suite. You always have either a large overture or a toccata in this case, or a prelude. In this case, we're now going to hear that incredible toccata from the 6th partita in the hands of Yuan Sheng. Thank you. Yuan Sheng from his 2-CD disc of the Partitas of Bach, certainly one of the great gulps of Baroque dance music. And you know, if you wanted to really think about it closely, Bach was the greatest of all dance composers. Is there anything on earth to compare with the piano literature? For 307 years, composers have tickled the ivories. Or is it now plastic, of course? Ah, those poor elephants. Adlai Stevenson, I wish he had been president. He wrote this: "In America, any boy may become president, and I suppose it's just one of the risks he takes. Today, a girl may achieve that high office too, and I hope soon." A pianist of remarkable tonal beauty is Orzhovsky, who lived to be no less than 101 years old, and he was still learning. Let's hear his performance, live performance in London, of the great Nocturne, Opus 48, number 2 in F sharp minor, seldom played, unfortunately.
Thank you.
What a divine melody. It just keeps moving along until that rather strange, enigmatic trio in D flat before we go back to the end. And then that last page with those trills. It's a piece of great beauty, but it's been overshadowed by the Opus 48 number 1 in C minor. The artist we heard, Orzhovsky. Now for 2 minutes from Tchaikovsky, again an uncharacteristic part of his repertoire, Sir Lennox Berkeley. I like that name. Prelude number 5 we're going to hear, and here is Shura. And in conclusion, we had Tchaikovsky in the 5th of a set of 6th preludes by the English composer Sir Lennox Berkeley. Very renowned in his homeland, but not exportable at all, it seems. Please join me next week for another excursion into the great world of the piano. Norman Tebbit wrote this, "I grew up in the 30s with our unemployed father. He did not riot. He just got on his bike and looked for a job." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.